You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
You're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one response, I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a heart.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. This is Hidden Places, and I'm Karen Hubbard, your host. And I thank you for joining us today. This is a day of gratitude. This gratitude has been on my heart all week, so we'll be talking about that. And yes. Just want to thank God for for Jesus.
Amen.
It's like Apostle Joyce Crankfield always says, thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
And we just, we echo that. Thank God for Jesus, the one who gives us life, and the one who redeems us from the pit and crowns us with love and compassion. Mm. And we just want to give glory to him today. I want to welcome Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Deanne Diaz.
I made it. Good morning.
Good morning. And our brother Sean will not be with us today, so we'll just...
Again.
Yeah.
We miss you.
I know.
Lord, adjust his schedule.
Exactly. Yeah, he's got a crazy schedule. So, anyway, this morning, well, earlier this week, you know, I was reading through about the 10 lepers. And had received, well, had been reading also Rick Renner's weekly newsletter. And boy, it just really sparked me because, you know, we're seeing so much crappy things going on. I shouldn't use that word. Cruddy things, horrible things, you know, people being nasty and divisive and all this kind of stuff. And we know that that the enemy is working to cause division. But, you know, when we're grateful to the Lord, then we can escape all of that nasty talking and division. Because when our hearts are turned towards the Lord, then we're concerned only with him. And that's how he wants it. So let me just read this in Luke 17 about the 10 lepers. Says, as Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? No one has returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner. And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. And you know, we've heard so many teachings on this and preachings about just the one returning. And I never realized that the one that returned was a Samaritan. Mm-hmm. So in Rick Renner's write-up here, he said the word stranger, I guess in the, let's see, Luke 18 says they're not found that returned to give glory to God. Saved this stranger. So I guess that's in the King James. The word found conveys this, the essence of earnest inquiry. This insight allows us to envision Jesus scanning the horizon as he searched for the other 9 lepers. He had healed, or the other lepers he had healed, yet only this stranger returned to give God glory. The word stranger hails from a Greek word that speaks of an individual perceived as an outsider, or who was an alien to the people of Israel. Here, it implied that the other 9 lepers who healed were also Jews, but after they received their healing that they had sought, their minds quickly set aside any thoughts of gratitude. In their eagerness to be restored to ordinary life, they rushed to the priest to secure their clean bill of health and resume the lives that they knew before leprosy struck. They, too, should have returned to glorify God. But Jesus observed that it was a Samaritan, the quintessential outsider, who was so moved by gratitude that he turned back to glorify God. From this, we learn that showing gratitude for the wonder Jesus had performed in our lives holds great significance for him. Let us remember to always voice our thanks to Jesus for all his blessings and not fall into the trap of neglecting this expression of our heartfelt appreciation. And he says here, and in verse 19, and he said to him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. The words, go thy way, are interpreted from a Greek word that means to move from one place to another. And it evokes the image of one who embarks on a new journey. It was the equivalent of saying, you can move beyond your past experience or past existence and move forward into a fresh chapter of life. When Satan has ravaged people's lives, it's always God's will to free them and to set them on a new trajectory towards a better life. Because of Christ's work on the cross, every person can be set free and made whole. After God has touched us and changed our lives, we must remember how important it is to express our gratitude to God for what he has done in our lives. Let's not be guilty of being among the nine lepers who forget to return and say thanks to Jesus. So, you know, even before this came in the mail, I was in my prayer time, I think it was on Monday. Or actually, as of late, the last few weeks, you know, just been kind of low-key, keeping quiet. And I'm just, you know, trying to hear from the Lord, what do you want me to do? What's going on? And I just feel like he's just saying, just chill for a little bit, you know, just stand still. but in that, I'm like, well, I'm going to go try searching the word for something. You know, I think we always have a tendency to want something new. You know, we want to just go ahead and move forward. But the Lord said to just, you know, give thanks and to just be still and really just count the blessings that God has already done in our life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe I'm at a place in life where, you know, start looking back as I get a little bit older. but just take stock of what God has done in your life. And it's like what he showed me is that it just kind of breaks off it'll break off the monotony of life. It'll break off the, you know, us stressing about what's coming and what's going to happen and is it the end and is the rapture coming and all these other things that try to keep us distracted. But when we stop and give thanks and give gratitude and really take a look at our lives and what God has done, then what I've been experiencing is it's like I'm not thinking about anything else except what God has done in my life. And to realize that I could never have gotten myself here by myself. And, you know, how many things that we miss because we don't stop and take a look around. We always want the next thing and, you know, leaning forward and getting to the next thing. And, you know, and is this prophecy coming to pass? And is this coming to pass? And then the Lord's just over here, just chilling, you know. And when it's time to move, he'll tell you it's time to move. When it's time to, you know, be on your next assignment, he'll lead you into the next assignment. But in the meantime, you know, give gratitude. You know, last week we talked about perseverance, you know, through those times so that you can actually come to that place of peace and thanksgiving. And in my prayer time, I was, you know, the Lord gives you scriptures. So I'm just going to read off. This is what the Lord was showing me on Monday. So in Psalm 73:25, whom have I but you? And who do I desire more than you in the earth? You know, there's nothing I desire. You know, can we say that daily about our lives? Is God enough for us? Is he enough to sustain us through everything? And then you know, I just began to make these declarations. Who alone will come to my defense? You know, Exodus 15:2 said, the Lord is my defense. Who alone can shatter the chains of bondage and the lies of the evil one? Only the Lord can do that. Who alone can rescue from destruction? Only the Lord can do that. Who alone can defend the poor, the helpless, the downtrodden, and rescue them from darkness? Only the Lord. Who alone can save a nation bent on destruction? Only the Lord. Who alone can free a people from their bondage to sin? Only the Lord. Who alone can loose the chains of injustice? Only the Lord. And after that, in Psalm 24, based on that, the Lord said, get ready, lift up your heads, O ye gates, for the King of Glory, so that the King of Glory can come in, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord's about to show himself strong on behalf of those who are his. And, you know, I just see in my own life that paying attention to him is of utmost importance. We always talk about that intimacy with him and keeping that time with him. And he should be the first and foremost of everything in our life. And even so, as things are beginning to accelerate in the earth, we've got to draw closer and closer to him and be thankful and be grateful for all the things that he's done for us and all the things he wants to do. You know, he really wants to show himself strong on our behalf. So I encourage you to take stock of what he's done in your life. You know, we have plenty of negative things to think about and, you know, times. We tend to look at our lives in the negative, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, we always think, oh, well, you know, it's this isn't happening or this didn't happen. Well, at this point, does it really matter? What matters is your heart turned towards the Lord? Have you let him in? Have you opened the door? Have you allowed him to come in and sweep through your house, you know, your soul? Yeah, he wants to come in and bring refreshing. So I just thank him. I thank him for everything. And I'm grateful for all that he's done in my life. And I will say that, you know, when I read that, the account of the lepers, the 10 lepers, when I was in, I came back to the Lord in 96 or 97. And so when we moved to Atlanta, so I was just going to a church there, you know, maybe 300 or 400 people in the church. So, you know, how you just kind of get lost. You're not really, you have a couple of people maybe that you hang out with. But every time I went to that church, the Lord led me there. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the pastor and his wife and the worship team. And, you know, and then we left. We left in, what year was that? I'm trying to think, did we go to the Bahamas or did we go to Turks and Caicos? Wherever it was, we ended up moving. And probably about 3 or 4 years later, I went to a conference in Tennessee, near Nashville. And I was walking down, you know, like the hotel was right next to the conference area. So I'm just walking down. And so I look and I'm like, oh, wow, that's the pastor from the church. So mind you, this is 3 or 4, it could have been even 5 years later.
Wow.
And I just felt in my heart to tell him, you know, thank you. I really enjoyed the church and all that. Man, he like burst into tears. And he said, that's like the 10 lepers. You know, only one came back and said, thank you.
Wow.
You know, and I was more surprised because I was just like, I'm just going to, you know, tell him thank you and appreciated all the, you know, they would have different ministries come in. And so it was kind of neat. So, you know, that's how the Lord feels when we show gratitude. And we thank him for what he did for us. So I just thought that was a great blessing.
That is, just to be able to move with the presence of the Lord, even without knowing it, but just obeying it, you know, and just, oh gosh, it's just so precious to us. Even right now, you know, it's just being thankful foremost that we hear the voice of God. Mm-hmm. And then we have his voice in our lives. And you brought up so many things. They're so tender and so true, you know. We have to do more, more just stopping for a moment. And like you said, resting and being present and telling the people that you love. That you love them, telling mm-hmm. the people, the everyday people, even the server, you know, the server in any capacity, take that moment out. Thank you. You know, every time I get a cup of coffee here, you just always give me that same smile. You know, you just mm-hmm. just move in that more and more, because as life gets more challenging, as life in some ways gets more dark, we are his light. We carry his light and we carry everything he is. And so that pastor needed to hear that, mm-hmm. you know, that's why he was so moved by it. And the revelation of the word came to life for him. Like, he literally said, you are like that one out of the 10 leopards that came. And how many pastors right now need to hear that? And it's not to float their boat or to boast about them, but it's to boast of our God, is to, again, encourage them to run their race. Again, is to encourage them to live a life of service unto the Lord. Again, is to encourage, don't grow weary in doing good. You know, you have affected my life, you know, because you established a church from the beginning, and you were willing to do the most hardest thing. Guys, gosh, it's so hard to be a pastor of a church. I mean, I'm beginning to recognize that more and more, walking already 30 years with the Lord. I'm like, wow, nobody, I mean, you have to be crazy to want that job, really, personally. Mm-hmm. But how many of us go to our pastors and we want more and more and more? Can you pray for me? Can you, you know, stand for me? Can you do this? Can you do that? Or you need to change this? Or, you know, this wasn't accurate. You know, I mean, not that, again, any of those things. But do we ever take a moment and say, hey, how are you doing? How are you doing? You know, or, hey, thank you. Thank you. I might not see that the same way you see it. I might not have preached it the way you've preached it, or understand it the way you received it, but thank you for your time, you know, thank you for doing the hard every day. And so I love that you use Psalm 27, by the way, towards the end when you were sharing, because it's the one thing I ask for, 27:4, and the one thing that I seek most is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. That's what we should want more and more. Less and less of the world and what it has to offer. And just, man, live life. Live today fully. Mm-hmm. Live today fully. And be thankful. That song, Gratitude, always touches me. Mm-hmm. It always takes me places. To move in that thankfulness, to move in gratitude, but to the one, and to the one who's placed people in our lives. Mm-hmm. We're all made in his image, and we all carry our Father, you mm-hmm. know, and we should honor one another, and we should bless one another, and yeah, I'm also in that quiet place, so I really don't have much to say today, but yeah, just looking at my life, even in the storm, even what I'm facing, today and my family's facing today, you know, thanking him, praising him through it all, you know? So.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes. God, I love the way God just, he's so perfect. He's so holy. Mm-hmm. Holy, holy, holy. Mm-hmm. Are you, Lord God Almighty? Yes. A couple days, I've been catching up on my sparkling gems. And from June 1st on, it has just been so powerful. So powerful. And it's like a right, it's a word in due season to my heart. Exactly what I'm reading is like, wow, God, you knew this day I'd be sitting in my prayer closet with my new little chair and worshiping you. And, mm-hmm. and God will be speaking to me. And then I open up the sparkling gems and there it is. And it's like, don't grow weary if you haven't received the fruit of your prayers, the fruit of your labors. Mm-hmm. Like why, you know, why haven't your prayers been answered? Maybe it's been years. And it's like, why, God, why? Like, but the point is, are we praying according to his will, right? Lord, if it be your will, or are we trying to force something for our will? But also, it's, are we praying in faith with a heart of gratitude? Mm-hmm. We can't be praying with a heart of frustration, anger, like upset, trying to push God to do something and force him to do something. And like, God, if you don't do this, it was just like about the attitude of the heart. It's the praise and the gratitude and then like, you know, asking according to his will. And it had the scripture, in that devotion about James, James 4 and the second half of verse 2, it says, yet you have not because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your own passions or for your own desires, you know? Mm-hmm. So that scripture was in the devotion and I read it and I'm like, okay, am I asking, you know, saying, God, if this be your will, I just want your will, not my will. I don't want to bend your arm. And then I go to my spiritual warfare Bible. And wouldn't you know, my next reading for the day was James 4. And I read that scripture. And I'm like, wow, God,
love.
You are really speaking. You are really, really speaking. And then I was talking to my daughter yesterday or day before. And, you know, we both have been praying and standing for a lot of things for our family for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we're not seeing the fruit. And even when you're fasting and you're praying, and she's like, I don't mind fasting. I'll obey God and I'll do whatever he asked me to do. But when I'm fasting and then I don't feel good and I have a headache and I'm working and then I don't see the fruit. She said, it makes me want to like, well, what's the use? Why should I fast? Why should I pray? And I said, I think we're missing a very important part. When we ask and pray, the rest is up to God. Mm-hmm. We need to start thanking him. And praising him, Lord, mm-hmm. I just thank you that you hear my prayers.
Amen.
All the years I've been praying and asking for this, I know that you've heard me and I trust your timing and I'm going to keep the joy of the Lord. I said, we have to keep that garment of praise on.
Yes.
We can't let the burdens and the weights and any discouragement or overwhelm to come because we're not seeing the breakthrough yet. We're not seeing the fruit yet, the answer yet. So, Karen, that is so spot on. The thankfulness and the gratitude, it's the attitude of the heart. We're to fix our eyes on him and just keep praising him and remember to go back. I've been doing that a lot, too, because of everything. It's just like, Lord, thank you for this and this and this and this. And I find the more things I say, the more things I find to say,
right.
The more things I remember.
Yes.
And it's like, wow, God, you did this and you did that and you did that. And it turns into such an amazing worship session with the Lord. And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's really amazing. It takes your mind off of everything else that's not going right. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's like God's on the throne.
no matter what. And this may sound really stupid, like really stupid, but God cares and God knows. I had a split in my thumbnail, my right thumbnail. It was split down into my quick. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get that thing to grow out. And it would just keep bending and splitting down. It's like, oh, I mean, I'm talking over 10 years. Over 10 years. And no matter what I did, it would never grow out to the point where it wasn't split. So within the past year, I've just been praying. It's like, Lord, I really want this nail healed. I don't think I ever asked him to heal it before. And I just kept saying, Lord, I really want this nail healed. It hurts so bad when it pulls it. And I said, so I just kept saying, you're healing my nail. And I thank you that my nail is healed. And I just kept doing that. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then I realized last week, my nail's growing out. Wait a minute. And then last night I told my daughter, the split is totally healed. The nail is totally grown out. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter how many years. When I pray and I thank him for it, he did it because he showed me that he hears.
Yeah.
Even the little things he cares about. So God is just so good.
He certainly is. Wow. All right, we'll go to a break, and I'm going to play this song, Counting My Blessings, because that's also part of what I was hearing this week. So we will be back after this song, and then a couple of announcements.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Okay, we're back, and the song did not play, and I wasn't able to get that back in time, but I will read the portion of the song. I guess it's in the chorus, where it says, God, I'm still counting my blessings
yes.
for all that you've done in my life. Mm-hmm. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings, knowing I can't count that high.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. You know, and then I was looking in Psalm 107, which is quite a little bit long, but I was talking about giving thanks to the Lord. So, let me just read some of it. This is the New Living, I think. New Living. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. For he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in the wilderness, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty, and they nearly died. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love, for all the wonderful things he's done for them, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, imprisoned in iron chains of misery. They rebelled against the words of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. That is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell, and no one was there to help them. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He led them from darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he's done for them. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze. He cut apart their bars of iron. Some were fools. They rebelled and suffered for their sins. They couldn't stand the thought of food, and they were knocking on death's door. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. Let them offer sacrifice of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about his glorious acts. And then it goes on to talk about some went into to the sea and the ships and all that. And then the very last verse, 43, those who are wise will take all of this to heart. They will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. You know, sometimes maybe we read this and we think, oh, that was them. You know, that was those people in the Old Testament. That was somebody else. But no, it's us. It's all of us. When we cry out to the Lord, he hears us. When we give thanks to him, you know, he's, again, giving thanks. You know, we can grumble all day long. Mm-hmm. It's easy to grumble. It's easy to complain. It's easy to look at what isn't done and mm-hmm. what we still think needs to be done. But we can just flip that around. Because I know with myself that, you know, sometimes I get in a place, you know, in my head. You know, so I'm just in my head and I'm not thinking about anything else. And then, you know, you find yourself just down in the dumps or in the pits. So once I catch it, then that seems to be the time that I will to get out of that. I don't put on worship music. I just think of one person who I'm really thankful for. And then I'll just, you know, tell the Lord, oh, thanks for, you know, of course, him first. But then I just begin to look at the different people in my life mm-hmm. and it, like in a split second, bam, out of that. Mm-hmm. And the Lord brings you back up out of it. And we can live in that land of thanksgiving, that land of peace, that land of just knowing that everything's okay. And Nanette, you were talking, what we were talking before the program about, wouldn't it be nice to just go and chill and just go do stuff. Remember when you didn't care about things?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, when you're younger, you're not bothered by
this, the that. Weight of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I was sharing with her that, you know, when that time comes for any one of us, you know, to leave, you know, our loved ones, right? Our friends. This life, that what are we actually thinking about at that moment, you know? And when you talk to people who have that opportunity where it's a slow death, you know, and they have that opportunity to think about those things and say, oh gosh, I have to make this right, or I haven't spoken to so and so in such a long time, now it's the time, you know, all of those things. that's what they're thinking about. That's what they want to kind of have an opportunity to do. And so I was saying, man, it's just so heavy lately. You know, I feel like I'm coming out of one spiritual warfare to the next. No time to breathe. No time to even change your armor. Guys, like, I feel like, I'm just being honest, where my armor is getting hit, man. You know, this is real. I'm just going to be honest. You know, like, my armor's getting hit, and even parts of it, like, I feel like they're getting loose, and I'm like, oh man, you know, like, and my boots, you know, like, you know, they're getting untied sometimes, and I'm like, I got to stop for a moment and just tie my boots, you know, and I feel like I'm losing the battles, you know, and yes, God speaks, but then there's times that God doesn't speak. He just doesn't speak. You see it time and time again. David's like, please don't turn your deaf ear. When will you respond? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm dying over here. But, you know, again, going back to that moment, like, what are we going to say? How are we going to think? What are we going to start really missing and regretting and all that? And I said, Karen, sometimes we can't even say, come on, let's just go do this today, because just the cares of the world are surrounding us more and more. And then we said, you know, scripture says, you know, entangle yourself from it, you know, remove yourself from it, right? Distractions, this. But we are getting caught up with it. Mm-hmm. We are. Mm-hmm. Each and every one of us in some way, somehow, we are getting caught up with it. We are caring. We are caring, and we can't seem to let it go. We're getting wounded here. And yeah, you know what? We got to take a moment. We got to get in that tent and say, okay, you know, the battle's going to always be there. That battle is still going on without me. But yes. I need to get into the tent. I need to drink some water. I need to, like, clean up a little bit and really have that moment to be able to go back in the battle and overcome the enemy, you know? And so, yeah.
Well, you're talking about the armor. You know, think about it, that we look at things like, you know, maybe once something happens, we get a victory. We think it's always going to be that way. But no, it's not, because there's more, more battles to be won, and you're going to need different armor.
Yeah.
You know, we have the armor of God, but it's fitted. We need a new fitting, you know, to where it's going to be fitting for whatever the season is that's coming, the season you're in. I was reading with Rick Renner again. His wife would clean out her closet, and I know this is near and dear to your heart, Nanette. But, you know, his wife would... He would come home and, you know, he would see, like, all the clothes on the bed, and he'd say, oh, there she goes again. She's going to be giving these clothes away. And she had her piles of stuff. And she said to him that her clothes are not going to work for the next season of their life. Mm-hmm. They were going to be doing different things.
Mm.
So maybe she didn't need these fancy dresses or whatever she had.
You're speaking to me. You're speaking to me, Karen, right now.
We're going to get you the sparkling gems so that you can have that. But yeah, so she would give the clothes away, because he was saying that when he went to church, he would see different people with his wife's clothes. But when she had said to him, you know, this is not going to work for the next season that I'm in. Mm. And so that's just such a great picture. Mm-hmm. So the same with our armor. We need to, you know, I always think in military terms. So when you're not in battle, you have a chance to take a breath and take a breather. You go back and you just begin to polish your armor.
Yeah.
You polish your shoes, you fix your shoe, maybe get new shoelaces and different things that, you know, to equip you and to tighten things up before you go out again.
Yeah.
And it's okay to rest in between.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what they did anyway, right? There was times where some would kind of back down, mm-hmm. you know, get some food or whatever it was, get some water, kind of re-collaborate, like, okay, calibrate, you know, like, what's the strategy now? Like, mm-hmm. you know, they're coming from this end or whatever. And you just took me back from that moment when David was being given Saul's armor, you know, and he was like, put that armor on, blah, 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 you know, do my thing. And he tried it on and he was like, I can't fight this way. And I can't fight Goliath this way. And he was in that place. Like, I come in the name of the Lord. Like, mm-hmm. I'm coming from a different place, you know, and I'm just being reminded right now, gosh, we got to get this. Like, we're coming in the name of the Lord. And that is enough. And that's powerful enough. And that's overcoming enough. And maybe when we're faced with these battles, we need to say it. And again, mm-hmm. I'm coming in his name. Amen. I'm coming in all he is. Yes. I'm coming from that position of authority. I'm coming from that place. Mm-hmm. No matter, you know, and David was like, I'm just going to do what I need to do. How, you know, I can take this Goliath, this giant down in my life. And sometimes, yeah, sometimes we have to change the armor, like you said, and you know what? Or the weapons of our warfare are so different. Like mm-hmm. right now, we mm-hmm. have to be in Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Right now, that is our weapon. Mm-hmm. Right now, praise is our weapon.
Yes.
Right now, like even the Holy Spirit reminded me in my situation, you need to pray out loud. Even mm-hmm. if you sound crazy, mm-hmm. and no matter who's around you, pray yes. out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pray out loud, because that's the only way you're going to overcome this. This mm-hmm. is the only way that it's going to set a shield about you. It's going to set a firewall around you mm-hmm. so that you can overcome
yes.
this
yes.
part of the war.
Yes. You know, David, I'm hearing the word intimacy. David was coming from a place of intimacy mm-hmm. that he knew his God. That was his armor.
Yeah.
He was in God.
That's right.
He knew God was with him and for him, who could be against him. And as Karen was talking, I'm thinking, the Bible says that times of refreshing mm-hmm. come from the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And we need to take that time.
Get in that tent.
To be refreshed. yeah. To be refreshed. Mm-hmm. And the scripture is coming to me. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no change, no shadow of turning. So the Lord has been putting on my heart, do not curse what I have blessed. Mm-hmm. What is the blessing? What is a good gift? What is our spouse, mm-hmm. our children,
yeah.
our families, right? Our friends, our beautiful friends, and our brothers and sisters in Christ. Like, these are all blessings. Mm-hmm. Our vehicle mm-hmm. that we drive. Thank God we have transportation. Our home where we live. Our clothes that we wear. I can go to the store and buy whatever groceries I want anytime I want. Mm-hmm. Like, these are all blessings. But the enemy would want to steal our joy and turn them into burdens. Mm-hmm. And oh, burdens and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And then we find that we have loose lips and we start cursing
yes.
the things in our life that God has given us, instead of thanking him and praising him for these blessings of everything. We're letting the enemy turn it to the negative, the murmuring, the complaining, mm-hmm. the, you know, even looking at my husband, and it's like, wow, what a miracle we are. Married 10 years, apart 15 years. Divorced and everything, and then courting 10 years, and then he proposed, and then I move up here, we get remarried, and I've been up here almost 8 years, and things aren't perfect. They never will be, because we're human. You know, we both have bad habits, and maybe we don't like this or that about each other, but you know what? I need to stay focused on God. You did the miracle restoration for my marriage.
Sure did.
And it wasn't just about my husband. It was about our whole family, our children, our grandchildren. We are together as Mimi and Poppy, and we are an example to our family. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a huge blessing.
I need to be praising God and thanking God for this, even though it's not perfect. But it's okay, because God is perfect. Mm-hmm. God is perfect. And can I read something real quick? Mm-hmm. So as I was in my prayer closet the morning before last and kind of having a hard time, I'm just there praising God. He starts putting, this was a total revelation he put in my heart, that I have no reason to exist except for what God created me for. Mm. Why am I on this earth? Why do I exist? Everything that exists only exists because God created the heavens and the earth and mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. Nothing exists without God.
That's right.
So I'm like, wow, God, I wrote it down. I said, I have no purpose but the purpose of God, what he created me for. I have no reason to exist but that he created me for his kingdom on earth. Otherwise, why did he create me? Why am I here? Mm-hmm. And I said, all that I am here, I'm a wife, mother, grandmother, daughter, sister, aunt, cousin. It's all for his glory. But above all that, I am a daughter of the Most High God. He's my Abba Father. So I'm like, Lord, nothing can come before you. Nothing matters more than you, because you're the one that gave me all this, yep. gave me every position, Amen. Every responsibility, all that I am. I exist for you. It's all for you. And I just started lifting my family and consecrating, and I'm like, God, help me to run my race. Mm. Right? I said the most horrible thing you could ever hear is standing before him and saying, depart from me, I never knew you. That's the scariest scripture in the Word of God to me. And we need to be aware of it. To be absent from the body, where are we going to be for all eternity? And that word eternity, I cannot get away from that word eternity for the past month. Mm-hmm. But I said also, I know the Lord, and he knows I love him, and I know I'm saved. But I don't only desire, but I need to hear when I stand before him, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I want to finish my race, and I want to finish it well. I want to complete my purpose and destiny that he brought me into existence for. And that is what we have to be focused on. Our existence is to worship our God and to be listening to him, to be tuned into him. And I was sharing this with my daughter. And the next day she's like, Mom, I was really thinking about what you said. And she says, just thinking about what you were saying you heard yesterday from the Lord. She said, we were literally created for the purpose of being God's instruments, his vessels to do his good work. How dare we get so distracted with our own plans in life? How dare we allow the enemy to distract us from the main purpose that we were created for? God help us.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And the thing I always think of was the Lord would say, what did you do with what I gave you?
Yes.
And that's
yes, the talents and the stewardship.
What,
yes.
Yeah. What did you do? You know, maybe you're a musician. You know, are you just sitting in your house not doing anything with it, or are you using it for the benefit of others? You know, and it's, God gives each of us different things to do, different talents, and mm-hmm. he wants us to use those, again, for his kingdom purposes.
Yes.
And if we just kind of look at it as he created mankind to show forth his glory, you know, and make him known, then we can look at other people, no matter who they are, what they're doing, if whether they know the Lord at present or not, we can look at others and see that God created them and they have a purpose. They may not be in it at the moment. They might be out in the world and, you know, like we were once.
That's right.
But just looking at who's who's in my life, who's in your life that,
that's right,
that you can minister to, who's in your life that you can speak a word to. And yeah, he's awesome. And I we just need to be thankful. Just be thankful. Try to, like, instead of asking the Lord for things for the next week or so, let's do that. I'm going to give an assignment.
Yes. Yeah.
So between now and next week, do not ask the Lord for anything. Just give him thanks for what he's already done and give him thanks for the things you're hoping for without asking him. Just be thankful.
Let's say, Lord, what can I do for you?
Yes.
And say thank you to people around you. Every
yes.
single
look, yeah,
day
look for someone you
for
can.
For those little things.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to do that.
It is. It is very easy. Just thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. So we still have a couple more minutes.
We never know what people are going through.
I know.
You know, my daughter's doing the VBS Vacation Bible School with, she's working it and my grandkids go there.
Oh, I miss that so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you miss that. So she's an altar worker. So at the end, when they ask the kids if they need any prayer, my daughter's used to praying for adults, you know.
Yeah.
So she said she got the privilege of praying with three little kids. So the first little girl that came up, she was only about 7 or 8. And she said, you know, what can I pray with you about tonight? And she says, my mom and dad are always fighting. And she said, it's really bad. So my daughter said, boy, that just pierced my heart. Mm-hmm. And she said, I just shut my eyes and I started praying for her and praying for her parents, praying for her household. And she said, I opened my eyes and she said the little girl had her hands. And this isn't somebody who comes to church all the time. It's somebody, a girl, a little child from the community. She had her hands raised up and she said, Mom, she was so receiving. She said, you know, we never know what these children are going through in their homes or even what people are going through in their homes.
Yep.
Why is that cashier at Publix irritable and kind of not even acknowledging that I'm a customer? Mm-hmm. You know, they're just doing their job and they don't want to be there, or somebody's rude to you or mean to you, or like, we never know what the root. So we have to be on the side of the Lord and just like, God, show me, let me see people through your eyes. Use me to be your light, your love, your hands, your touch. Can I pray for them? Can I love them? Can I hug them? Can I give them a word of encouragement? Just being that willing vessel.
Amen. Amen. So, Lord, we just pray that you will unlock thanksgiving in all of our hearts, Lord, those that are listening. Lord, that you would remind each one of us what you've done in our life so that we can give thanks to you and that you can turn things around in our life, because thanksgiving will turn things around. It changes our perspective. It helps us to move further on down the road. So, Lord, that you would just unlock thanksgiving in your people, that you may be glorified, that you may be exalted in the earth, Lord, that you may be seen in your people, that those that are living in darkness will see a great light through your people and in your people. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, again, that's the assignment. What did I thought I wrote it down. The assignment is to give thanks to the Lord daily and don't ask him for anything. Because he knows what you need anyway.
We can't wait to hear back from you.
Yeah. See you next week.